to cover.
This conference will.
So much to cover and so little time. So let's jump in and just kind of get into it. Highlights from Manifest. Of course, the theme was Live for Real, our new branding, real products, real passion, real possibilities. And boy, did we not nail all those all weekend long. Thursday, we had the presidential gathering and National Training Day. And then that was morning for presidentials, afternoon for National Training Day, which I heard lots of feedback from people who went to the National Training Day who said it was just awesome. They learned a ton. You guys had MJ Durkin there. You had Brian Clemmer. You just had a whole grouping, lots of group of people that helped train you and educate you and get you on your way, and that's terrific. Thursday night kicked off with the presidential recognition. They had presidential and new presidential recognition to kick it off. I put in the outline today that, because it struck me as I was doing this, I just said, you know, I see all of you up there. I can visualize all of you being up there. There's no reason not to be up there. It's just going to, because Manatech has so much today. They have given us everything we need, all the tools. They've given us systems. They've given us phenomenal products. They've brought back the heart of this company, truly. The heart that we are all so used to seeing at Manifest in the past. And I'm telling you, it was explosive at this Manifest. And so it's just about one thing. And what is that one thing? It's about you making the decision to be there. So just make the decision. Step into it. Get out of that comfort zone. And I can even laugh at myself because for some time, you know, I kind of sat back in my comfort zone and I go, yikes. I mean, sure, it might feel okay, but it's pretty blah. I mean, it doesn't create results. It doesn't explode my life. It doesn't make me the person I know God's created me to be. So let's make a decision and just move out and make it happen. The top associates of the year, and I was kind of in the back. I was, because I was on stage, and you know, so I didn't get to share in a lot of this, and I didn't get to hear it. I know that most of the outstanding top 20 business builders, most of them Korean, South African, or the upline of the South Africans. A lot of kudos to all those people. Great to see there's some phenomenal growth going on in Manatech in different places. And some of these people are U.S., of course. And then the top business builder for the year was Louis and Leona Vanderlinde, and we know who they are. They're the new platinums out of South Africa. They're breaking a new presidential every month in their downline. Think about that. Wouldn't you like to be them? And I tell people, well, you can be them. You just have to opt to do it. All they do, in fact, you're going to hear from him in today's call. And then the new business development person was their son out of South Africa. And I didn't get his name, and I apologize for that. But so that's what we saw from top business builders. And then we have the Servant's Heart Award. That wasn't actually awarded that night. It was awarded the next one, but I put it in there because that's typically when it's done. And the Servant's Heart Award that goes to the employee that gets the Sam Castor Servant's Heart Award, and that was Marianne Allen, and I know all of you are ecstatic about that. And the Giving Spirit Award, I was blessed to be able to be on stage to hand that over to Galen Lassiter. And for those of you who don't know Galen, he's an awesome guy. He is a minister. He's got phenomenal background. But, you know, he's got a heart of gold, and he's the head of the NAC, National Advisory Council. And just a tremendous guy, great listener, and, you know, definitely I 100% support that award. And who won it? Okay, so let's jump into Friday because I know you're anxious to see what happened. Friday we had, of course, Friday and Saturday they split out the trainings so you could go to trainings, and they had many different trainings. I listed some of them, product training by Boyd Nugent, compliant testimonials, opening Mexico, social marketing, demystifying that, and Tax Service by Joe DePetris, Compliance by Keith Clark and Dick Lauren, Political Action Committee Breakout with Joe King Bishop. Then Clemmer did one on Take Control of Your Life for Real. MJ Durkin did one on the Four Basics. And then Fouts did one on Choosing the Best Vitamins. So those are the grouping of trainings. I didn't get a chance. I have a lot of notes from those, but it took me all day yesterday just to type up these 12 pages, so I'm going to put some of these in pages for you and make them available this week. So know that you know that if you won't be able to attend, I will be having an outline for some of these. Not all of them, but some of them. But they were all great, every one of them. Just the compliant testimonial one, I'm not sure it gave me a lot of insight into making compliant testimonials. I think probably the greatest insight there was just to make sure that you're not making claims that aren't approved claims. And so, you know, of course, we always know we can't talk about diseases, so you can't tell people I had cancer, I no longer have cancer. That's non-compliant. Don't ever mention disease condition. But other than that, just be careful that the claims that you're making are claims about the products that are valid claims. Otherwise, because we are only entitled to make claims based on the research that we've done. And Manatech's got a What Can I Say brochure. They've got a lot of information out there, you know, better energy, more focus, you know, I've a greater wellness. Those are the kind of things we obviously can say, the generic languaging and those kind of things, which are very impactful. And some of those testimonials, in fact, I think all those tests, they've taped like 8 compliant testimonials, and I highly recommend you go listen to them. There are some of them, I had a lot of, I can't tell you which one's my favorite, except probably the one statement that stays in my heart after watching them, because they showed them throughout the weekend, was the mother from, I believe, Tennessee, who made the comment because she just totally lost all her energy, couldn't move, she got up in the morning, she ended up on the couch, and one of her kids looked at her one day and said, that's the dent that where mommy is, or that's mommy's dent in the couch, or something. A dent in the couch. She said, is that going to be my legacy, that I'm a dent in the couch? I mean, it was just so impactful. It was just like, whoa, my gosh. Whew! It's kind of sent shivers. So that was great. Of course, social marketing was done. Perry Petrovic couldn't be there, but Tim and Dwight Havener did a great job. I copied there are 9 tips on how to market compliantly online, and Manatech links you should check out. I copied that. That was a handout at that, and it's attached to this outline. So you've got that. So I did give you that piece of information. Keith Clark and Dick Lauren, their compliance thing, of course, has got to be done for Texas AG. It requires them to teach this. They teach it every single manifest. I think for 4 years they're going to be doing this. The Clemmer, of course, is great, as always. MJ Durkin gave a great piece on 4 basics of sharing real possibilities. And then Fouts did his choosing best vitamin. And that's a comparative with other vitamins, what else is out there. And some of you saw some of that at the Chicago event. So great trainings, and again, we'll get you more information on those. And I know there's some things posted on some of those already on the Manifest website. Stan kicked off the Friday meeting with just talking about all the things we had on our side. 65 million people are projected to be joining network marketing in the next year. And the question is, how many do you want in your downline of those 65 million? And, of course, I just said, all I want is just 10%. So, and people laughed about that. And I said, well, think big. So think about what you want and make the statement. If you say you only want 10 or you only want 20, well, pretty limiting. So think big. Think big. Get out of your box and think big. Stan also discussed how he went through the process with the co-CEOs, and I reviewed that after Chicago, so you can look back at the notes from that. I didn't need to repeat that process for you, but we're just seeing great results from it. Then our co-CEOs got a chance to talk. Steve Fenstermacher got up, and he kind of just talked about, you know, what's happened in the 12 years since he's been at Manatech. He said 12,000 companies have gone out of business in the network marketing industry. So they come and go, he says. And, you know, the beautiful thing, we've been here for 16 years. So and over $3.5 billion in sales. He also did a whole piece around partners, and my greatest part of that whole partnership thing was his conclusion, which is the best and the perfect partnership we have is we as associates with Manatech. There is the perfect partnership. Rob Sennett got up and gave a longer talk, and he talked about the vision of 2010, how we're going to build our strengths on our cutting-edge technology. We're going to apply the same standards that he applies in his lab with respect to products, which is only the best of the best. We're only making the most excellent. We have tough standards. He says, I commit to you to apply those same standards to the tools that we're making to support our business growth. Wow. And you'll see some of that when I talk about them today. And then, of course, the continued global expansion. So 3-part vision for 2010. He talked, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but he said our huge market advantages. So just to give you some things that you can use as you're sharing with people and for your own edification and credibility and your own self-confidence, read through what I put in the outline around Rob, because he gives you a lot of information on what makes us so different. The idea that we are in the midst of a world that's full of traps, and we all know these. We see them every day. You know, low cost and convenience of fast foods, artificial and synthetic ingredients, miracle juices which overpromise and underdeliver, you know. And consumers are just being, just pummeled with confusion because pharmaceutical companies, you know, put out confusing stuff and lies. I mean, we've determined that. I don't have to say that with any fear of slander, since we see it every day that these guys are getting busted for the lies and promoting falsehoods in their study results and all this kind of stuff. We just saw one out of Great Britain on autism, which is troubling at best. And he made a point here I want all of you to get. Don't discount the value you bring to the table with good health advice. And just don't discount it, because people don't have the time and energy to do what you and I do every day, which is keep on top of what's going on in the health industry. So we are that beacon of light, that beacon of information for them. Amber Toast is our first real food technology, and of course, what we're doing, he made a cute quote, I put that in the outline. They say imitation is the best form of flattery. Well, quit it. We don't need you to flatter us. In other words, quit imitating us. And that led into, of course, the next speaker, which is Keith Clark. And well, before I leave Rob Sinnott, let's just make sure everybody gets that. He wants to focus. Our initiatives this year are bringing back the great parts of our history. You know, 2 years ago, we just kind of, when the Texas AG case was filed, we kind of abandoned our entire history. Well, we have tremendous gold in our history. So he's bringing back the choice parts of our history, as well as focusing on the moments of truth with our prospects. What are those moments of truth, the moments that, how do we help convert a prospect into a, you know, wellness champion? And that's what he's looking at, and that's what they're focusing on in all the materials and trainings. Keith Clark got up on stage, and he named 6 companies that we filed a lawsuit against last week. Hopefully you all get this. CellTalk, GlycoEssential, GlycoBalance, Salmana, even better now, Glyco, Real Food by Country Life. Those are 6 companies that have had lawsuits filed against them as of last week, same week we kicked off Manifest. He made a statement that they have to test all these products before they file a lawsuit against them to see what they contain, because they want to have all the information possible when they go into that lawsuit, the lawsuit. And he said none of these products in testing even come close to Amber Toast. None of them. So everybody's got to get that clear. It's not that they're duplicating Amber Toast. They're doing a horrifically bad job of even coming close to being what we have in Amber Toast. But the reality is that they're trying to represent that it is. And secondly, they put a few ingredients in that like mimic some of our ingredients, but they don't come close to not only the activity level, the saccharide levels, the blend levels that we find in Amber Toast. And we know Amber Toast is the one that's got all the scientific studies supporting what it does in the human body and what it creates for us. The winners of the Osaline contest were announced, and sorry I don't have all of them. They went pretty fast. I think I picked up Sherry Burke was one from Oregon, who is number one. She had a 27% reduction in her waist, which is terrific. Claire Zavelkink then got up and talked about her area, of course. She's vice president in charge of marketing, right? And she played the video Simple Moments, and if you haven't seen that video, you ought to get it. In fact, my suggestion, I went to 2 upper echelon Manatech people, and I said, imagine what we would get in marketing response if we played the Simple Moments video on television. Why don't we run a TV ad? I don't care if it costs us $1 million. The amount of people that would respond to that video, if you haven't seen it, give me feedback. I mean, go see it, but give me feedback. If you disagree with me, I think it's just one of the most awesome videos. It's called Simple Moments. It's on the website. You can get it. Of course, Mary Jo's put it on the DVD that I'm taking to Phoenix with me, and you can do the same thing. So it's just one of those great, great videos. So definitely get a copy of it and start using it and sending it to people. It's going to be a great prospecting tool for you. We have Phytoburst. And everybody knows about Phytoburst. My goodness, haven't we all eaten about 1 million of them since Chicago? But they're new flavors. They've tested 3 new flavors aside. Chocolate and blueberry raspberry, and my favorite was blueberry raspberry. I know everybody has their own favorites, but and of course I love chocolate, but that was my fave. But so we can expect to have some new flavors coming out in the Phytoburst category. GI Pro Balance is an absolute awesome product, and what they did is they took the research they did with it for the Scripps University. If you remember the Scripps conference 2 years ago in January when they won first place for their discovery of how Amber Toast interacts in the gut with bacteria and how it augments certain bacteria and other bacteria help utilize the ambertose in its best way. Well, Manatech came out with a product now that has some of our ambertose, some of our saccharides in it, as well as combining specific bacteria to create the most incredible probiotic prebiotic supplement. They call it Symbiotic because it's probiotic and prebiotic. In other words, it's maximizing the body's production of terrific bacteria in the gut, as well as maximizing our body's ability to utilize ambertose. Now, I love this product. I think it's going to be a crucial product for some of us where we see perhaps we start somebody on ambertose and they're not getting some of the results we may want them to be getting. GI Pro Balance is going to be a product that's a must for them because they're going to be, it solves some of the problems that we see where we go, well, you know, I had this person on ambertose for 5 months and she didn't see any results. Something problem with absorption, and this product is going to be a huge product in overcoming that absorption issue. So, terrific product. Does it take the place of GI Pro? That people kept asking me that question. I don't have that answer yet. I haven't gotten a direct answer from Manatech on that issue, but it clearly helped support us in getting the maximum results of the ambertose we put in our body.
Mary Jo?
I just remuted because I heard some background noise there. Next, so GI Pro Balance, definitely get some, work with it with yourself and see, try it for a month. It's a little packet that you just, it's powder. You can pour it in your mouth and drink it down or mix it in something. Do not mix GI Pro Balance in hot drinks, okay, because you'll destroy the efficacy of it. So it can only go in cold drinks or directly in the mouth with wash it down. Okay, it's a little pack. It's an easy delivery system. I love that, too. They're getting so into what I consider the most important part of nutritional supplements almost today isn't so much even their credibility and validity. Of course, we're spoiled because we have such incredible products, but it's the delivery system. We've got to work on delivery mechanisms. All right, next delivery mechanism, of course, is Simply Delicious bars. I bought boxes and boxes of these things. I mean, that chocolate raspberry is to die for. I will just tell you, I gave it to my husband. I brought, you know, they were handing out samples all weekend long, so, of course, I went back a few extra times and was discouraged when they only had the cherry because I'm not a cherry person, but I know those are good, too, and people love those. But the chocolate raspberry is my fave, and I gave one to my husband on Friday morning for him to take because he drives all the way to McKinney. He has about a 45-minute commute, and he called me from the car, and he says, "You want my response?" He says, "I give it," and my husband's an analyst, so trust me, they don't do anything that would ever be a mistake, right? That's their number one thing running their life. He said, "I give it an A+. Now, I don't think my husband has given anything an A+ in his entire life, so that gives you an idea how great it is. But he also said, he said, "If I didn't know any better, I'd think my wife chose the flavor." And I went, "Yes, I did. I was one that voted in Chicago for chocolate raspberry." So terrific product. And these products are so awesome. I love it, too, from this perspective. I mean, the company that makes our bars does not manufacture anything that contains peanut, wheat, or soy. So you know that you're never going to have any kind of contamination whatsoever with those issues. Number two, it's the factory is a total solar energy powered. So isn't that cool? I mean, it's the first product we have that fits that. Another thing, it's totally organic. It's preservative-free, which we would expect, and GMO-free, which, again, we would also expect. But some of these aspects of this product are terrific. The other thing you can share with people is that it's a great source of protein. You get 8 grams of protein with it, as well as an excellent source of fiber, 6 grams of fiber. So it's a great protein fiber bar. And the two flavors, chocolate raspberry and cherry pie, they run at about $2.50 a piece, I believe, if you get it on automatic order. If I would have just been able to control myself, I might have thought about doing that instead of picking up so many at Manifest, since I'm right next door to the company here in Dallas. But I just couldn't stand it. They were so good. And, of course, I wanted to bring a bunch out with me to Phoenix, where I'm going today, help everybody else taste them. The other thing people have asked, is this a meal replacement bar? Well, it depends on how many calories you want in your meal. I mean, it's just got a full zest bar and full of incredible nutrients. But the calories are only 150, I believe, in the cherry pie, 140 in the chocolate raspberry. So that probably isn't enough calories to carry you through a day by having that just the only thing you have in a meal. I would consider it more of a snack bar, but some people might use it as a meal replacement. clearly fits if you do it in conjunction with a GlycoSlim shake or, you know, something like that. Great. So fun. And we can look for, I don't know, they didn't taste test any additional flavors there. I think they're going to run with this for probably 6 months. Maybe next year they'll taste test more. The reason you see the taste testing of additional products like in the PhytoBurst is because people are, it's such a high demand product and people are asking for that. And because they're blowing these things off the shelf, they're willing to break it down and make multiple flavors. So if you want multiple flavors for these bars, I just suggest we buy them out of House and Home with the chocolate raspberry and cherry pie. The other new product, of course, is our skincare line, and they did an awesome job of this. They had a specialist esthetician there that's unrelated to Manitech, Susie, what was her last name? Susie, I want to say Valdez or Vasquez or something. Yeah, I'm sorry, Susie, I forgot your last name. Anyway, she was there at the, and she's an esthetician out of the East Coast, I think North Carolina or something like that, and she was terrific. She gave special trainings on the skincare line lift. And I went over this coming out of our Hawaii event, so you guys are up to date on that because that I gave you the updated information in January on that outline. But I do want to just highlight again to you, again, Jeunesse stands for youthful in French. Jeunesse 7 represents 7 major ingredients. 3 are the glycos, aloe vera gel, trehalose, and arabinogalactin, and 4 are the minerals, zinc, silica, magnesium, copper. That's where Jeunesse 7 comes from. Again, Jeunesse in French meaning youthful. It also contains over 30 different botanicals, which is awesome. There are only 5 products in this category, in our product line, so they simplified it. And they have multi-purpose products, 3-step process in the morning, and then you have a 2-step process at night. So it's really a simple process to go through. Beautiful presentation. We saw the products in their final look, you know, and presentation, and they're beautiful. They really are. It is great. And it's coming in late summer, early fall to the United States. I don't have the breakdown on other countries, but I'm sure Manitech will be posting that. And, of course, she spent a lot of time talking about our new branding, Live for Real. Next on stage was Landon Frederick. And he talked about this concept of best tools and this, in his commitment of excellence. And I'll just tell you people that, you know, 3 years ago when Landon first was on board, or 4 years ago, I really had my doubts. I kept saying to myself, and fighting it, because I don't like, I don't like to think these things, but I kept thinking the only reason he's there is because of Stan Frederick, because he really wasn't very good. He didn't come across genuine. I didn't feel authenticity from him. I felt like this youthful kid who didn't know what he was doing and trying to feel himself around. Landon, to me, has just blossomed like an incredible flower. He was awesome. His presence on stage was incredible. He is one. If you have not had the chance to interact with Landon Frederick, I'm just telling you, go do it. Make it happen. He is one heck of a guy with an incredible heart, an incredible listener. I mean, he has our back. He is really in this with a heart and passion for all of us. And he's exactly in the position we want him to be because he's in charge of tools and marketing. And he's on the marketing team working with Claire on these tools. And I'm just ecstatic about having Landon on board with us to help us grow our business as best we can. He talked about reconnecting with real passion. He gave us the top-selling tools right now, which is the Wellness Report. That's kind of the little one that looks like a newspaper or magazine, the First Night Info Kit and the Yes Plan. Those are the top-selling tools. The new tools that came out, now I know you're all waiting for this. And are they awesome? Yes. I went out and bought tons of this stuff, okay? So Atlanta Voice, it came out. That's, remember, if you remember the old Atlanta Voice with Dr. John Rollins, well, this is another John Rollins piece, and it talks about the most controversial discovery in modern healthcare. What a great piece to put in front of somebody. To talk about our history of glycobiology, because, you know, one of the things that will come out, and I'll talk about it here as well because it came to mind here, you know, the whole concept of glycobiology and glyconutrients was really, when Manitech started, this company was built on a theory. We were built on a theory. Now, you can look at that, and at a time, me as a lawyer, I remember going into Sam's office back in 97 or 98 and 99 and just kind of saying, Sam, where's our proof? You know, where's our proof? And he was so cute. He looked at me, and it was intriguing to me because here I was a lawyer, part of my analyst side, going, how can we build a company around a theory? And the reality is that we took this theory of these saccharides because of Bill's knowledge, Bill McAnally, and as we started we built this product and tested it, people were having miraculous results. And he looked at me and he says, Mary Jo, do you prefer that we take this off the market and not let anyone enjoy the phenomenal health benefits until we have all the proof that lines up that finally the science community agrees with? And I looked at him and I said, good point. I mean, we have a phenomenal theory about glyconutrient technology and glyconutrient needs in the body. We have the science of glycobiology and these saccharides forming that glycosylation on the outside of every cell in the human body. So, and clearly, we don't know everything and exactly how everything works. That's what a lot of the glycobiologists today are spending phenomenal amount of millions of dollars and millions of hours trying to figure out. But the reality is we have that technology. We've patented the technology, and it works. So, but beautiful that you know, then that's what creates a lot of controversy, because the scientists, per se, like Dr. Fries and others, are just kind of saying, well, yeah, I don't know how you guys can say these things, rah, rah, rah. But the reality is it works. And, of course, we're the ones presenting at the Jenner Institute and everything else. So Atlanta Voice, a great piece for that. The Dallas Weekly on malnutrition is terrific. Talks about the doctors without boundary, about borders, saying that what we're doing today is failing miserably. We give them all this junk food, but the problem is that, you know, it might keep them alive temporarily, but it doesn't work because it doesn't have enough nutrition. It's just carbohydrates. So the idea is, how do we get intense packed nutrition into these kids? And the Dallas Weekly says, through a company like Manitech. And they name Manitech and they talk about Vitoburst. It's a terrific piece. So, and I'll talk to you a little bit more in the upcoming weeks about some new things coming down the pike that are going to really help you grow your business, because you guys can become charitable fundraisers and become a platinum presidential just through charity and fundraising for charities. And that's an awesome issue that I will definitely be training and teaching on. So this is a great piece for you to use. It's for heart. A Sweet Discovery Amber Toast brochure that was basically built by Terry Petrovic. We thank him for it. Came out of the Associate Advisory Council. It's a good validation piece. It's not a piece that's going to win somebody over on a first-time basis, but it's going to be something that once you get their heart and you get them to understand what Amber Toast is, now you can present this and say, and here's the validation. Because it kind of groups a lot of stuff into one brochure, which will be helpful for a lot of you, so you're not passing out 25 different things on Amber Toast. Because it talks about our patents, our scientific studies, what the product is, the history of it, all that kind of stuff, all in one brochure. It's a little pricey, $2 a piece. If you buy 100, you get it down to $1 a piece. So just be careful that you don't, you know, overspend. But use them wisely, and they're very valuable. Dr. Fauci came out with a CD called The Promise of Glyconutrients. I haven't listened to it yet, so I can't give you feedback on that. But it is out there and available. Coming soon. And this is where you're going to find a lot of greatness. Coming soon. In fact, I say, this is, whoa, so powerful. Sam Castor, his CD on the discovery, or DVD on the discovery of and significance of the Amber Toast story. And some of us have been waiting for this for years. We're finally going to condense it, and they're going to have this coming out, what they say, in the next 30 days. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. The testimonials that they gave at Manitech. They're actually posted on the Manitech website today, but I think they're going to be putting these in a format that you can even have access to them. In fact, on Dr. Fouts' CD, The Promise of Glyconutrients, there is, I believe, his wife, Tamara Fouts, is the one that gave a testimony on there, and it's totally compliant. So you'll get one of them just in that CD. Then there's a new brochure called Real, and it has brackets, 5 for Life brochure. And that brochure is it's a smaller one. It's kind of like the, if you guys are familiar with the Progressive Plan brochure, it's like that. It's cardboard like that, folds open, and it's smaller, which is more convenient for me. I don't like the 8.5 by 11 as much because I don't mind the tear sheets, but I don't like them when they're brochures and you're flipping through them. Large, a little bit more awkward. I like the smaller ones, a little bit more substance to the paper, so it's a little stiffer, card almost a light board, light cardboard. This brochure is terrific, and it's going to take the place of the Optimal Health brochure. In other words, it's going to be your brochure to show the basic 5 core products, okay? So that's what that brochure is all about, the 5 core. Then there's a Live for Real brochure that's identical shape to the Real 5 for Life brochure, and that one goes through real products, real passion, real possibilities. And then another one that's coming out is Can Integrative Health Save American Healthcare? That's going to be a new article with Sam and Dr. Ben Carson. I'm ecstatic about that one. That's going to be something a lot of people want to read. And they didn't talk much about personal web pages at this event. So I think those are just because it's not on the forefront. There's a lot of work yet to be done on that. Landon shared some statistics about social marketing, and this was interesting that 57% of direct sellers are 35 to 54 years old. Well, guess what? The largest sector of Facebook users are 35 to 54, and 38% of Twitter users are over 35. So our age group in direct selling is the exact same age group that's Facebook, Twitter. So people, it's time. Social networking is here to stay, and I'm going to become very big in it. So I'm going to help you. I kicked off last Monday talking about blogging. I'm going to take it to another level with all of you because I really believe it's our future. So we're going to spend more time on that and get everybody up and running to just push you a little bit out of your comfort zone on it. The Storycast came on board, and you guys heard about Storycast. You can go and watch it on Manatech's website. They have a blip on Storycast. They have like their first, you know, like a first draft of the initial part of it. And Jeffrey Swaim is the guy who started this, and we're working with his company, Move. And he says there's six things that separate Storycast from everything else in the social marketing arena. Number one, interactivity. Two is engagement. Three is personalized. Four is customization. Five, learning styles. And six is trackable. And I'm not going to get into each and every one of these, but know that you know these are the six areas that totally differentiate Storycast. The stories, they're starting with the basic one, which you can watch a little bit of, and it starts off with, do you believe in miracles? Which I think is a great question to start off with. Imagine sending somebody, you know, a link, they click on it, and the first thing they say is, John, do you believe in miracles? See, they personalize it. So this guy's name is going to be in it. It's going to be on chalkboards. It's going to be on a front page of Wall Street Journal articles, John's name. I mean, and it automatically does it. You don't have to do all that work. You just put in the guy's name, who you're sending it to, and that's what happens. It automatically updates the video to personalize it for him. Can you put these links anywhere? You can register for Storycast right now and avoid the upfront one-time registration fee of $29.95, and you'll only be paying the – and I don't know if I have the price right. I'm going to apologize to you guys because I was circled that, and I never went out and found out if that's really it. It might be $19.95. I don't know, so please take my apology there and just find out what it is. But it's you can avoid the one-time upfront fee and pay only your monthly fee. And I'm going to suggest it's not coming out for another 3 to 4 weeks, so you can go and register for it and then tell them when you want to start it later. You don't have to pay today. So I just suggest that's what we did. We just registered for it when we were at Manifest, and I believe that's open registration for you. Nancy Lieberman got up and talked. She is great, and we know her background, and we've seen her many times at Manifest. And, of course, she will forever say and said again, Manatech has absolutely changed my life on many levels. She's now the coach of the Mavericks D-League, first female coach in the NBA at any level. Isn't that incredible? Yeah, she doesn't let anything stop her. She's my age. She's mid-50s now. She said, you know, we're all leaders. We got to be part of a team, and we must have a playbook. So she's very, very harps on system. And she says the one thing that she can do for her team is to help give them vision. And so her closing comment to all of us was, conviction, love, passion, and do the work. Don't let anything derail you from making it happen. If you'd like to take that quote, that's from Nancy Lieberman. All right, then Friday night came. We broke for dinner. Friday night came, and was that not awesome? Friday night was just incredulous, the heart of the event. Not that we didn't see a ton of heart throughout the whole event. I mean, watching Rob Sinnott have his kids come up on stage and his wife and his little boy who is shy just hugging onto that pant leg like he was going to never give it up for life. It was so precious. And he kissed his boys, one of his boys goodbye, and the other little one came running up because he didn't get his kiss, so he got a kiss. It was precious. It is who we are. It exemplifies the heart of who we are. But Friday night was awesome. Why? Sam and Linda took over, and it was the Sam and Linda show for sure. Sam just came out up front and just introduced heart, and of course immediately said, you know, some of you might be offended by this, but don't take offense. Just allow the people to share tonight from their truths and honor their truths. Because obviously, you know, there are a tremendous amount of Christians in our company, but there are also people that are spiritually inclined in different ways. And we're not an exclusive company, but we know Sam and Linda are very strong Christians. So He just wanted to open up and lay that foundation so people wouldn't be offended. He had no clue what his wife was going to say, but you and I both know she was going to come out, you know, with all guns firing. Then they did the Bill McAnally appreciation thing, and I'm not going to go through all of this with you. I'm not even going to talk about it much because I want to get through the rest of the outline. I got 15 minutes left and about 15 pages. McAnally was awesome. I mean, you've got to go and listen to that video. And like I said, download it, print it, put it on a CD, DVD, whatever you want to do. Use it. And I mean, it is an awesome DVD. It's an awesome video. And it just tells the history. In fact, Rob Sinnott was so impressed by the video, he said, this is ridiculous. He says, I'm going to make it mandatory part of all new employee orientations. Because Rob said, I needed to see that. When I first came here, I had no idea. So it gives people an idea of how we started and Bill's, you know, humble background and how it, and I loved it. One of the presidentials got up and said one of their favorite things was to learn that our whole company was based on, that started on Bill McAnally getting blown up. Because that's part of the story. For those of you who don't know it, go watch the video. All right, so McAnally, and then McAnally, of course, got on stage himself and made a commitment. He said, I'd love to get back out in the field again and support all of you. That was choice. I mean, what a heart. What a cool man. Dr. John Rollins got up and talked, and he's just as great. I mean, John is just a man of great heart. I honor him. I adore him as a person, human being. He is such a high integrity guy. And he talked about his time at the patent office and the whole progression of how the Ambertos patent came to be. And you know, the biggest thing to me for all of you to understand is we don't have to worry about our patent coming, our 17 years being up, because that's coming. Actually, we filed the patent in 96, and even though they didn't grant it to us until like 5-6 years later, we still start running from the day it was initially filed. So 17 years is 2013. Some people are going, oh my gosh, we're going to lose our patent protection. Wrong. Every single year we do more research. We have filed extensive number of additional patents that are updating our original patent. And what happens is that just keeps extending the patent another from each additional one. We get another 17 years from the new patents that are being filed. And we're doing it all the time, every day, all the time. We're making sure we're protecting this patent for the long term. It's the reason Coca-Cola is still protected. So if Coca-Cola can protect from the 1920s, surely we can come out and protect our technology as well. So he made a point of that. Linda Castor got up, and of course she did her thing about, you know, this is God's company, this is God's technology, we're protected. What do you think manna came from? Manna's from God, and technology, that's the business side, but we got to put God first, you know, and that's what we're doing again. And she talked about a Joseph company. She also talked about Joshua and the blowing the horn and the wall coming down and all. And she just said, yep, the company's finally listening to Sam again. Sam's got his rightful role. He gets to play a major role in the approach and where this company's going. And she, I mean, it was awesome. I really kind of related to her like a mother hen protecting her own, because she really came out powerfully in about her protection of Sam. But she's awesome, awesome lady, great prayer warrior, and clearly has a real direction in her life with respect to her walk. Then Sam introduced a guy called Craig. I don't remember his last name. I put it in here somewhere. He comes on stage later. But we talked about Give Out Loud. Craig Smith, there it is. He talked about, you know, us needing to drive this manna relief business in an incredible way. And a local guy here, Craig Smith, his name was, started a new concept. It was called Give Out Loud. And it's a Facebook-like system where you sign up for you can, just like you register for Facebook, it doesn't cost you anything. You can register for Give Out Loud and not cost you anything. And you can go to giveoutloud.com today and get registered. It's basically, it's free. If you want the premier package, it's normally $24.95, but the password for you, if you want the discount, is MANA, M-A-N-N-A. So you can go there and register it under MANA and get $14.95 per month instead of $24.95. Now, the premier package, has a phenomenal capacity. I mean, it has all sorts of things. I'm not going to get into all the things that it has, but I'm going to tell you that having that Give Out Loud site, it's like a Facebook site, but it's all geared towards giving. It's about how do we promote, you know, charitable activities and charitable giving. And that's his whole goal, is to give, give, give. And he talked about his history, what drove him to do this, and it had a lot to do with that picture of Sudan. Some of you remember that child that was barely crawling along in the mud, and you saw vultures in the background. If you remember that picture, how could you forget it? He said that moved him so much. In fact, I believe from stage, or maybe it was at the presidential thing, he said, did you know that that photographer eventually committed suicide? He wasn't allowed to cross over and grab this child and touch this child and do something about it. And he just, the devastation just probably took him in such a deep, dark place and ended up committing suicide, which is really a sad thing. And I remember him saying that, I believe, at the presidential meeting. But the whole event, I mean, it shook his consciousness so much. And he's a young guy. And so he started Give Out Loud, and he kicked it off. Guess what? He had to choose a charity to start it with, and he chose Manna Relief. We are first, people. In fact, the opening of Give Out Loud happened Friday night at Manna Fest, with Craig being there, and Manna Relief is the first charitable organization that being, you know, processed through the Give Out Loud site. He doesn't charge any administrative fees. You can send your people to that, to your website. It's like sending them to your Facebook, have them sign up there. They can contribute. 100 cents on the dollar goes directly to the charity. There's no administrative cost. Craig has no administrative cost there. It's pretty phenomenal. You can track your own givings. Your own website will have how much you're given. You can set goals for yourself. Then they have tons of, you know, videos there that you can transfer to people, send out to people. It's just an awesome website. I suggest you go look at it, giveoutloud.com, and play around with it. And you can test the premier level and then go back to the basic if you want to, pay the $14.95 for a few months. I would probably sign up for basic now. I think I'm already on the basic. Lydia signed me up I'm not sure she didn't do it from her telephone. The technology blows me away when we were sitting in the Friday night session. But we have a Give Out Loud site because I got the email back that showed me my site and all our Facebook. And it's just awesome to be able to participate in this way, to be part of this charity and promote Manna Relief. And you can sponsor kids. You can do all of that on your Give Out Loud site. So next, yeah, he also mentioned a great book, Wickonomics. I think I'm going to pick up on that book and do a book review of it on one of our sessions on our Monday calls. Saturday, we got 10 minutes to get through a whole day. Saturday, Brian Klemmer did a great job. We're a cause company. He, you know, talked about Manatech has given you everything. You got the best products, the best comp plan, enough systems. You got all these things going for you, all the great tools. He says there's only one thing left out, and that's you. No more excuses. It was huge. He said there are 5 birds sitting on a branch. 3 decide to fly off. How many are left? Most people would say 5. No, the 3 just decided to fly off. That doesn't mean they took any action. How many things in your life are you doing where you're deciding to do something but not taking action to make it happen? And that's what we need to do. And he played a game called Heroes and Zeros. I'm not going to go through it, but the lessons from that game are 3. Number 1, could be many more. I'm just giving you 3 main ones. Have to play in order to win. You've got to play. Those of you guys sitting there with an MTEX Pro website not doing anything with it, that's not called being in play. You got to be in action. People spending money on tools or spending money on websites and not working with them every single day is not playing. Get in action, okay? Have a winning system, and there are plenty of them out there. You can choose to work on MAP. MAP's a major one. That's the one Manatech is promoting today, is use the MAP system. Use the Daily Dozen. Do the 4 different, you know, weekly meetings, monthly meetings, quarterly regionals, and then super regionals. I mean, you got to get all of that ingrained in your system to make it work. But pick a system and then follow it. And what 3, follow it without fail. No excuses. Oh, my upline didn't help me. Oh, come on. Go out and make it happen. So if you have the question, how do I get meetings started? You get them started. You just host one and get it started. You analysts got to get outside the box. You got to just make things happen. Just step out in faith and make it happen. Do it. That's how the world works. You step out and do it. Quit worrying about making a mistake. Okay? That's Klemmer. Randy Bansino got up. His biggest point to me, besides talking about that we have this huge market out there and we're going globally and we have to go globally, not because we need it for the health of the company, it's because it's our responsibility to humanity. We need to take these products to the world, and we got to do it now. And he's got full support of the board of directors. We're opening Mexico. And people, I'm going to tell you, it's going to happen. You can trust Mary Jo on this one. Why can I tell you it's going to happen? Well, I stood up in the Mexico meeting, we had a meeting, and I just said, you know what, I believe Manitex seven other times that people told me they're opening Mexico, and I've been up and down and up and down. I bought Rosetta Stone. I started learning Spanish. I quit because they quit. I mean, I've been through the rigmarole so many times I don't even want to talk about it. Why do I know they're going to do it this time? Because they're a publicly traded company, and they made a public announcement. So if they don't do it, the SEC will be all over them. You get it? You can't, as a publicly traded company, say you're opening Mexico and not do it. So, yes, we're going. And it's unbelievable the team of people they put together. They've got a woman totally in charge of it, Reagan, at Manitex headquarters, and she's got a whole team of people, and she's got the resources behind her. They've had people on the ground running in Mexico since January 1. They're finding out every in and out. What did work, what didn't work. How does it work in Mexico? What's the best way to do it? They understand fully that a big segment of the Manitex business is going to be a retail business down there, because that's how people in Mexico do network marketing. But, you know, in Mexico, I can't remember the statistics, something like $400 billion of network marketing. I mean, some outrageous level of network marketing business occurs in Mexico today. And a big chunk of that, I believe 70%, is nutritional products. And we have the best. We can compete with those, our real food technology. And they're not just going to take, are you ready for this? They're not going to take our materials and convert them into Spanish. Why is that? Because our materials aren't culturally, you know, the same as what's going on in Mexico. So they're going to make new materials to adapt to that Mexican culture. And they understand this, and they understand the cities they're going into, and they understand the breakout, and they know exactly what the target market is. I mean, these guys are, I have never seen anything as organized as I see this one. And it's only going to get better. They have phenomenal investment in pre-launch. And then when they launch, you got to hear this, because this is so hot for me. When they launch it, they're going to have, like, in four or five different major cities, they're going to have hourly presentations being done. Like for 8 to 10 hours a day, they're going to have hourly presentations, and then every couple hours they're going to have trainings that are going to be available. So you can bring your new tap into people, get them to a presentation, tell them to go, send them from the presentation, okay, go out and bring a couple people back after you train them. Send them a presentation, put them into a training, send them out to get more people, come back 2 hours later for them, or 3 hours later for the next presentation. So you're going to grow your business. I just thought about this whole thing. A person can grow a phenomenal business in one day, but they're going to do this for a whole week. That's what their goal is, to have these going on for a whole week in each of these major towns. So I'm going to tell you, they're going to bust up Mexico big. Do you know any Hispanics by any chance? Oh, my gosh.
Can I just ask a quick question?
Sure.
Is that going to be, like, in each city for 7 days, or it'll be, like, one day per city?
No, they talked about seven days in each city.
Oh, wow.
Is that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to jump from city to city. They want to have each city up. When they do this opening, they want to have this available in like, and they didn't say the number of cities, but they want to have it for 7 days straight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can just see what this could do to a locale. I mean, you get somebody aggressive enough that's got energy, and you just get them pouring people into those meetings, signing them up, moving them out, and come back at 3 o'clock with two more people, boom. I mean, you could be presidential in 1 week.
And they're expecting to do that in September or October? What did they say?
Well, it's fall. They don't know exactly the date. They said in the next 30 days they'll have the fixed date, because they're getting close, so they got to get that plan. They have an idea ballpark, but they haven't finalized it, okay?
Yep.
But they do think that their headquarters are going to be out of Monterrey. That's what it looks like, their distribution facility and headquarters out of Monterrey. But they also know that they need storefronts throughout different cities, because these people want to run in and buy from storefronts. So they'll probably have a storefront in, you know, Ciudad Victoria, maybe, definitely Mexico City, Guadalajara. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know the towns that they're really looking into at this point. All I know is Monterrey is a big target for them. Okay? So, do you know Hispanics? Yes. This not only is going to grow our Mexico business overnight in a huge fashion, but also, look at how many millions. What do we have here in the United States now? 45 million Hispanics? Is that the number I heard? 45 million Hispanics in the United States. And don't you think they are going to get on board with this? I suggest you get them on board with it now and then take it to Mexico. But I will do more work on this, because I'm already entrenched. In fact, I already have a trip. I'm flying out in first week in April. Lydia's already got me booked to be in Monterrey. So this is going forward, people, in a big way. Top 10 income earners, I listed those. I missed two of them, and I apologize. I will get the names of those, but I didn't have time to go back and get them. And I put the Japanese guy in that terrible. Oh, I don't know what his name is, but he's a Japanese guy. Sorry, people, I feel badly about that, but I'll get that worked out. Just didn't have the time. Soo-Yeon Kim gave a presentation. She talked about how to build a global business, and her concept is very simple. She says, it's hard to do this business, but it's not. None of the steps are hard. What's hard is to do the easy steps over and over and over again, but that's what you need to do. Be disciplined, be persistent. Do the easy steps over and over and over again. Work on you personally, three ways, personality. You have to have a good attitude, ability. Work every day to get better. It's kind of like the slight edge. Every day, do something to be better than you were the day before. Think of where you'd be in life if that you apply that principle every day of your life. How am I going to be better today? I think it's a great attitude to have, okay? So increase your abilities every day. And then the third thing that she said working on you is work hard. Repetition, get back to the basics. And she also said, number two, have a system. So it's work on you, work on your system. You must have one. It has to be standardized, and it must be structurized. She used that word. I quoted her. I'm sure she meant structured. It's a Korean trying to speak English. So make sure it's structured and standardized, and we know we can do that. We have plenty of systems out there to choose from. People just grab one and run with it. Don't try to recreate the wheel. Passion to action was her big ploy. Take your passion and put it into action. Brenda and Marshall Howard talked about the importance of national events. Lauren, Jean, and Avna talked about win every incentive, you're a leader, so show up as one. Chip Townsend said leverage off of Team Manatech. The Becks in Canada, they just have massive meetings, 5 meetings per week. Massive action creates massive results. So they also talked how important it is to work off to-do lists and follow it to a T. Elvin, which is a brand-new guy out of New York who left Wall Street, he says you can't have public victories until you have private ones. If you want no more information about that, read Stephen Covey's book, 7 Habits of Most Highly Effective People, because he talks about public versus private victories. Work on yourself first is basically what it's saying. Luciano, who is the guy who signed up, how would you like to be him? He signed up Louis and Leona Vandelinde. So he's got the entire South Africa thing kind of underneath him. And working with other networkers, sell a fact on global seamless downline, unique patented technology, and that we haven't even scratched the surface yet. Okay, so those are the three concepts he gave us. Louis and Leona Vandelinde just kind of went over what they do to make it work. I thought the most fascinating thing about it, and I gave you a lot of data in there so you can read that. I thought the most fascinating thing he told us is that he acts like a dummy. When he goes to a meeting with somebody for lunch, he doesn't even bring a piece of paper or pencil. He asks if he can borrow a piece of paper, and if they don't have one, he uses a napkin, and then he asks the waitress if he could borrow a pen. So he doesn't come like this total business executive guy. He wants every person to believe that they can do it. And if he comes across as some bigwig guy who's always totally organized, totally in control, he's going to chase people off because they're going to go, I can't do that. And then he intentionally makes mistakes in his presentation so that the guy can correct him, or he can go, oh, no, that I don't think that's the way it goes. No, so that at the end of it, he wants the other person to go, man, this guy's making all this money. I can do this. So you get the difference. He doesn't intend. I mean, that's his whole ploy. He says, I want people to believe they can do it. Get people to believe they can do it. And then he has a fixed system, man. I mean, it's like a T. It's like clockwork. And he is shooting out one presidential every month in South Africa now. One presidential every month in his organization. And he uses his system. He just makes it happen. He has a 4 meeting activity circles, and he has a sign-up of 2 All-Stars every week. That's a goal. Regional director in 1 month, national in 2 to 3, executive in 4 to 6, and then presidential by 12. His goal is that everybody should get to presidential in 12 months, and they can do it. Ray Robbins talked about just get 3 people. Presidential's last-minute advice. They put a bunch of platinums up there and non-platinums. I think that Tim and Pony aren't platinum. Just to give some ideas for you, what's most important? You know, just give us last minute. The Kramers talked about make a decision, don't give in to distractions. Marion Culhane was great. She talked about look inside, what do you want? Yeah, be all you can be. Be bold. You know, have that self-confidence. Take the Bill McAnally or whatever moment over the weekend that just touched your heart and focus on that moment. When things go bad, go back to that moment and know that you know you're on the right track. Okay, Tim and Pony talked about attitude and activity, a lot of jet stuff, attitude and activity. It's all about proper attitude, proper activity. Dwight and Susan Havener talked about different ways of getting out there. They said trade shows are where they're seeing the greatest growth. They gave us a website. I'm not sure I have the website right. I went there, but I couldn't find. But there is a trade show website, and I will get it from Susan and Dwight and make sure I correct it. Trade show network. Bookstagecoach.com to find local trade shows. There are many ways you can find local trade shows, but that was one that they gave away. And she said that's where they're seeing their greatest growth, people going to trade shows with a booth, just setting up a little booth and making things happen. And I can tell you, I have a person in my downline that's doing exactly that, and she's signed up more people in the last 2 months than she signed up in the last year, and it's from the trade shows that she's doing. So do I believe it happens? And it doesn't have to be a trade show. It can be going to LA Fitness and putting up a booth, getting an ability to do that, or joining forces with somebody and putting booths in different places. Get exposure. Susan Havener said, I believe the South Africans. When they came through here last, you know, in Chicago, she said, I just took it and ran with it. So she's, like, coaching everybody that exact way. Where's your action? How come you're not doing action? What are you doing every day? Are you talking to one, adding one new contact? Are you having meetings one-on-one? Are you doing a couple meetings a week? Are you, you know, doing a monthly training or weekly training? I'm sorry, weekly training. Are you, you know, what are you doing? And she just really hammers her downline to stick into that structure that the South Africans are doing. And she says it works well. She's coaching that way as well. And then the close was Sam, and he was phenomenal. He closed with bringing up a recent article in February 3rd, 2010, Harvard, I think it's from the Harvard University, on From Great to Good. So we know the book from Collins on how to go from good to great, and that was a bestseller. But now they're going back and they're going, boy, we missed something. In all of that going from good to great, we forgot about being good. He says, like Pepsi, for instance, they're a great company at selling sugar water. But what good is that doing to our society? So what we need to do is focus on the goodness first. That's what we need to focus on. It's not about being great. You can't be great if you're not doing any good. So he talked about the different principles of going good to great, and he compared about now we need to go great to good. We don't need to get the best people on the bus. We need to get people who are going to operate from a core value system of ethics and create greatness. Those are the people. And they're not necessarily the quote-unquote best in the industry, but they have the right heart and passion to do it. The how is going to be done right. So choose based on how they're going to perform and how they're going to do their activities, not whether they're the best in the industry. And so it's all about focus on how are we contributing to our environment and our surroundings. And that's the goal. And, of course, he closed with praying blessings on all of us, that God prosper our lives, and that we reach the goals that we set for ourselves. And that was Manifest. Woo-hoo! We did it in 1 hour and 5 minutes. Thank you, people, for being on the call. If you weren't there, wow. Hopefully I've captured some of it for you in the notes today. I'm going to, again, highly suggest you go back and listen to the bits and pieces that you can from manifest.manatech.com. Download some of those PowerPoint presentations. Use them in your business. Use them in what you do. I don't know if Lydia attached. Nope, she failed to attach the corn. There's one more. I'll send it out today. The one that I like the most is part of a presentation that Sam did about, you know, this was so impactful too. Let me just highlight this. How we take corn and make it into fuel, and then we take fuel and we make it into food. He goes, man, we got something screwed up in our country. Yeah. And it's a great little piece. I think I've showed it before, but it's now part of Sam's presentation PowerPoint. I'll have Lydia make sure she gets that out because she didn't attach it to the outline today. Okay, people.
There you go. I need to have the outline today.
The outline, you're going to have to. It's so massive that we couldn't send it. It wouldn't go through the Yahoo program. So it's posted on manatrain.net. If you go there, go to manatrain.net, and you can print it off of the manatrain.net website.
Okay?
All right. Just go to manatrain.net. If you've never been there, I don't know how you got on this call because you have to sign up for this call there. But we post every single one of these calls. The tapes of the call and the outlines are posted there every single time we do one.
Oh, Marielle, it was on the email today. All we had to do was just to click over the website, and we were there.
Okay, great. So she gave you a direct link. But if you go to manatrain.net and you punch the button that says trainings, you can say show all, or you can put a topic in there and it'll pop that up, but you can search for it. But you know, if you just say show all, it's all done in the order of the date in which we did the. So you're going to have the most recent post there. Okay?
Mary Jo, could you have Lydia send the attachment, the two sheets on the skincare thing separate? My printer, if it's
the printer did do that. Okay, I can send that because I'm sending out to all of you the corn thing. So I will send that as well.
Skincare thing. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, Mary Jo,
this is Ann.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just wanted to quickly announce that Phytoburst is now in a pack.
Yes. Oh, good. Thank you, Ann. Yeah, they put Phytoburst. If you didn't see the announcement, you can sign up for a 109 consumer pack and get 4 bags of Phytoburst, which is $137 value. And so you can sign up a consumer just with Phytoburst. You also can sign somebody up at the $39 level with a bag of Phytoburst. They've added it to that option as well. Okay, and you can include it in other packs as well. But Phytoburst is a pack in and of itself at the 109 level and the 39 level. Correct.
Mary Jo, you're going to be in Phoenix Tuesday night at the Radisson.
Yeah, absolutely. Tonight I'm speaking with I have a special dinner party with my downline for the people that couldn't make it there, and then I'm doing a presentation, and we'll do a little bit of chat up on Manifest as well on Tuesday night. You bet. I'll be in Phoenix. I take off in an hour and a half.
Great. See you there.
Hang on a second, people. Wait on. Lydia has a comment to make. Hang on a second.
Okay. I've been getting numerous emails about the McAnally video. It's the McAnally video is posted on manifest.manatech.com. So for people who have been a hard time finding, click on the videos page and it's right there.
Okay. Mary Jo?
Okay, does that help you guys?
Have to download it.
Yeah, Mary Jo, one quick question, yes. May I? You mentioned that they can sign up for StoryCast and not have to pay the startup fee.
Correct.
They extended the time on that?
I believe so. I think they're extending it during this pre-launch period. I don't think it was just a Manifest thing. But, Fred, I can check on that for you.
Yeah, because I want to speak to my whole group about
it. You think it was just a Manifest exclusive?
I thought it was till 1 o'clock Saturday. But find out, because I'd love to.
I will. I'll find out. Okay, I'll find out for you.
Mary Jo, when does the new GI... The GI Pro and the Phytoburst flavors come out?
We have no idea on that. The GI Pro Balance will probably come out in advance of the Phytoburst because they're already in production on the GI Pro Balance, I believe. So they were just testing flavorings at this event. So it's going to take them a few months to develop that. I don't know. They didn't give us dates on when those two products, but just know that they're coming.
And the skincare as well?
And we're hoping that, and I believe I've heard from a number of people, but I don't know for sure, that you're going to be able to buy Phytoburst, and like you can buy a bag of just the raspberries or just the berries, or you can buy a bag just a lemon lime or a bag, or you can get a mixed bag. So I think they're going to do individual flavors in the bags as well as mixed because some people like the yellows and didn't like the red ones, and some people like the red and not the and they got so much feedback from that I think they're going to go that direction. But I don't know that for a fact, but just be ready for that to potentially happen. And send send an email to Manatech, tell them that's what you want, if that's your idea, so they get feedback from you as well.
And the skincare skincare in the fall?
Do I think they'll be here in the fall? I think you're going to see
the skincare, the new
skincare fall. Uh-huh.
And Mary Jo, I'm a little confused. Is this new line of skincare going to replace the skincare we now have?
Absolutely. And the reason that it's replacing it is because Haro Naitu is no longer associated with a company in Japan. Manatech has known that for over a year and a half, and they've been working on the skincare line since a year and a half ago. They started working on this in 2008.
All right, so then as soon as the new line comes out, we will not be able to get the skincare line that we're now using.
I will suggest to you that we will probably be running out of the current skincare line before the new line comes out, because as Manatech goes through their inventory, they don't plan on ordering anymore. So they've already told us that they're projecting that they're going to have some shortages in different of the items in the skincare line, probably starting as early as this summer. So if you really want to make sure you're covered with our skincare, optimal skincare line, I'm going to suggest that you order enough product in our current skincare line in the next couple of weeks to a month or so, to carry you through, you know, like October 1st, so that you make sure you're covered. Okay? It's just a way to prevent you from having a gap in it. And you can let your downline know that, any users in your organization know that, so that they can, you know, if they go through so many products a month or a couple months, just plan it out so you're covered through probably October 1st. Okay? Oh, Lydia's telling me I need to go because my plane's going to take off. I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed the wrap-up, and I miss you all, and what a wonderful time. I wish you all could have been there, but it was terrific. Thanks.